The relationship between free will and predestination, Qadar, is a profound topic in Islamic theology. While Allah's decree governs all aspects of existence, humans are endowed with free will to make choices and bear responsibility for their actions. This balance between divine decree and human choice is a cornerstone of Islamic belief, ensuring that justice and accountability are maintained. Understanding Qadar, predestination, definition and scope. Qadar refers to Allah's preordained plan and His complete knowledge of all events in the universe. It encompasses everything that happens, from the grandest events to the smallest details. Quranic evidence, indeed, we have created all things with Qadar, divine decree. Zohar al-Qamar, 54:49. Hadith evidence, the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, said, "No servant truly believes until he believes in Qadar, it's good and it's bad." Sahih Muslim. Allah's knowledge and will. Allah's knowledge is eternal and encompasses everything that has happened, is happening, and will happen. His will ensures that everything unfolds according to His divine plan. Quranic evidence, and with Him are the keys of the unseen, none knows them except Him. Zohar al-An'am, 6:59. Hadith evidence, the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, said, "Allah has written the destinies of His creation 50,000 years before He created the heavens and the earth." Sahih Muslim. Understanding free will, human responsibility and choice. Islam teaches that humans have the ability to choose their actions, and they are accountable for their decisions. Free will is a fundamental aspect of moral responsibility. Quranic evidence, and say, "The truth is from your Lord, so whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve." Zohar al-Kahf, 18:29. Hadith evidence, the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, said, "Actions are but by intentions, and every man shall have only that which he intended." Sahih Bukhari, moral accountability, the concept of free will is essential for moral accountability. Humans are judged based on their intentions and actions, which are products of their free will. Quranic evidence, so whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it, and whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. Zohar az-Zalzala, 99:7-8, reconciliation of free will and Qadar, compatibility of divine decree and human choice. Allah's decree includes His knowledge of all future events, yet this knowledge does not coerce human choices. Humans exercise free will within the framework of Allah's decree. Analogy: just as a teacher's knowledge of a student's likely performance does not force the student's actions, Allah's knowledge of all events does not negate human choice. The role of free will in Allah's plan: humans have free will to make choices, and these choices are part of Allah's divine plan. Allah's decree accounts for all possible choices and their outcomes. Quranic evidence, indeed, this is a reminder, so whoever wills may take to his Lord away. Zohar al-Mu'tasamil, 73:19. The importance of dua, supplication. Dua is a way for Muslims to seek Allah's guidance, intervention, and change in their circumstances. While Allah's knowledge is all-encompassing, He has granted humans the means to ask for change and seek improvement in their lives. Quranic evidence, and your Lord says, "Call upon me, I will respond to you." Zohar Ghafir, 40:60. Hadith evidence, the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, said, "Dua is the essence of worship." Sunan Abu Dawud. Free will and Qadar in practice. Although everything is decreed by Allah, humans are encouraged to act righteously and make dua. This interplay between free will and divine decree is part of the wisdom in Allah's creation. Hadith evidence, the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, advised, "Tie your camel and trust in Allah." Tirmidhi. This illustrates that while humans should take action, they should also trust in Allah's plan. Impact of obedience and dua. While Qadar is immutable, dua and righteous actions can lead to changes in one's circumstances, as Allah may alter the outcomes based on the sincere supplications and efforts of His servants. Quranic evidence, and that there is not for man except that good, for which he strives. Zohar an-Najm, 53:39. Hadith evidence, the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, said, "Nothing can change the divine decree except dua." Sunan Ibn Majah, wisdom and understanding. Trust and reliance on Allah. Belief in Qadar teaches Muslims to trust in Allah's wisdom and plan. It encourages reliance on Allah while actively striving to make positive choices and improvements in their lives. Encouragement to act righteously. Understanding Qadar and free will motivates Muslims to engage in righteous actions, seek Allah's guidance through dua, and strive for personal and spiritual growth. Acceptance and contentment. Belief in both Qadar and free will helps Muslims develop acceptance and contentment with life circumstances, recognizing that Allah's plan encompasses both their actions and His decrees. Balance between effort and trust. Islam advocates a balanced approach where individuals make diligent efforts in their lives while trusting in Allah's decree. This balance ensures both responsibility and reliance on divine wisdom. Conclusion: Islam reconciles the concepts of free will and predestination by affirming that while Allah's decree encompasses all aspects of existence, humans possess free will to make choices and bear responsibility for their actions. Dua plays a crucial role in seeking Allah's guidance and intervention, reflecting the dynamic interplay between divine decree and human agency. This understanding fosters a balanced approach to life, encouraging trust in Allah's wisdom while actively engaging in righteous actions and seeking improvement through supplication.